Hey guys, we're back with another episode of Uncommon Faith. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Amber.
Nice to meet you, Amber. I'm just kidding.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Are you wearing pink or red or?
No, ma'am.
White?
No, it's tan.
You're not wearing white?
It's tan. It's tan.
I wore pink today.
Yeah. I'll leave that one for you and my mama.
Okay. No heart-shaped anything?
No heart-shaped anything.
Darn.
Black hearts all day.
Sounds a little...
Happy late birthday.
Thank you.
How was it?
It was uneventful.
Oh, that's what happens as you get older.
Yeah. I made the mistake because I made a promise to myself like a few years ago that I wasn't going to rely on other people for my birthday plans, but it kind of ended up being that way this year, and it didn't go well. Like, I didn't plan super in advance. So,
well, what were you planning? I mean, you are 25 again. So what were we planning?
I just wanted to do something that I haven't done before. Uh-huh. I always try to, I don't know. I always look for things like a concert going on, or sometimes it's like a spa day or different things like that. This time I really wanted to do like a private karaoke room because I haven't done a private karaoke room before.
Oh, how fun. And you had company this year, so then it's even more fun.
Well, I had company, but they had to cut it short because she had to work and it was like super last minute. So
aww.
I didn't. And honestly, it was, I felt like besides people being out of town or being busy that weekend, I was like, okay, well, I'll try and get a facial. Every single place didn't have one available.
Well, it's the weekend before Valentine's. Come on.
I know. I guess that's the problem with having a birthday so close to Valentine's Day because, you know, especially the things that I like to do, you know, like spa days, that people tend to gift that or go do couples things together.
Yeah.
So it ended up being that I have to celebrate all month long because those things weren't available until the next week.
Aww.
But I am going to go see a comedy show as a date, which is fun because with the hubby, because he's never been to a comedy show and we both really like this person. So
who is it?
Nate Bargatze. He's got a couple of Netflix specials and he's going to be in Denver. And so I'm excited about that we get to do something like kind of like his first time together, like just experiencing new things. And I do plan on doing a private karaoke room at some time, but nobody likes to karaoke with me because it's me.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
But that's sad. I feel like I'm being punished.
It's not. I feel like it would be fair ground if whoever you went karaokeing with, you had a couple cocktails and the other person got to do it sober, then it would be a fair ground. Other than that, no, it's not fair.
Do you think that I can't sing with alcohol in me?
I wouldn't know. Let's see. Want to find out? I know there's a trip coming up.
No, I'm
sure there's karaoke here.
I did, if you recall, do karaoke, but you ditched me right before I was supposed to sing.
Wait, here?
Yeah. My first time doing karaoke in Nashville. And you,
where?
Gosh, I don't remember which place I was on. Broadway. At a bar.
Are you sure it was in Nashville and it wasn't in Hawaii?
It was in Nashville, Veterans Day weekend.
Okay, because I know we went to one in Hawaii. Do you remember that? and it was like a Asian karaoke place.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was just thinking about that. How we walked in and it was like yes. straight up like Korean karaoke room, and everyone in there is Korean, and we're like these like white girls coming up, and they were like, they looked at us like, why are you in here? We're like,
that was probably the most awkward situation I've been in yeah. in a long time. And we attempted to sit at the bar, yeah, like, we're going to do this. We'll be fine. 3 minutes, yeah, we were in and out. Not only that, but the area was a little sketch, yeah, too. Like,
yeah, and we tried to go bowling, too.
I do remember that.
They had a vending machine for socks.
Oh, my gosh.
So we didn't do that. And then we ended up going to a different bar after it was closer to my house, remember? Yes. And that weird guy smelled my hair.
Yes, I remember that. Oh, we've had some interesting trips. Atlanta. Yeah. Oh, man.
What did we
– not Atlanta, Savannah.
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 So we've done Nashville, Savannah, Hawaii. We can't really count Chicago because we weren't
old enough.
Adults. Yeah, we were just.
And we don't ever go out in Colorado because the littles. So I guess Nashville's the next one.
That is the next one. But now that I know some other places downtown, we can definitely go. That was one of them. We did have a reservation. Like, this is how it all played out. So my friend came and we went to IKEA because she wanted to go to IKEA. It ended up taking longer because her GPS like rerouted her before she got to my house. Then we drove out there and we didn't get there till maybe close to like 12:45 or 1. And that place, if you've ever been into an IKEA, it's just like massive.
Food.
No, we didn't even go to the food. Just like they go, you, at each little area, they just have you this room set up and you're like, oh, I like that. I like that. And then you're like, where do you buy this stuff? And it's very confusing. And it literally like takes you on a whole thing around and you finally get to the registers at the end. And there's like self-serve where you like go and get your, you know, boxes of put together furniture. And so it took a couple hours and then it started snowing and then we did what should have been just like a 35 minute drive home turn into over an hour. And I did make a reservation for a place that had private karaoke. We were just going to go with our girls and have fun. And I was able to change it because we weren't going to make the first reservation. I changed it to a different reservation, but it was literally by the time we got home, we would have to turn around and come back and sit in that traffic again. Not to mention, I tried another place and they had restrictions that you had to be 12 show vaccination status 12 years and up. And our kids are not vaccinated. So we couldn't even go to that place.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
It was frustrating. That's like the only one. Cause so they lifted the mandate on the masks. And a lot of people like, they're not even asking you to bring, you know, put your masks on and like, except for this one place. And they're like, oh, we're still, you know, like figuring it out. Like, well, get there faster or your business won't do well. And yeah. That sucks. Yeah. So her daughter was there because she had a gymnastics meet. And so she had to really kind of go to bed early. So,
aww.
So we couldn't really, if we went, we wouldn't be able to like be there for very long. So we opted to just go to Dave and Buster's, which ended, it was fine. They had never been before. But I think it's just kind of geared more for kids or like adult kids.
I don't know. I have a good time when I go to Dave and Buster's. It's fun.
Okay, well, if you bring kids, then you're just – they're playing the games and you're following them around playing the game.
That's the difference. I don't like bringing little kids. I'd rather bring teenagers and we can go play basketball and things of that nature.
Well, I mean, yeah. We did dance.
Following
dance,
littles is really hard, though.
We did Dance Dance Revolution, and the kids, like, beat me drastically. And I'm like, well, that's awesome.
Yeah, I couldn't even attempt that one. No thanks.
Yeah, so it's just – so, yeah, it was – and then the hubby was working all day, like 3 a.m. to – didn't get home till 9:30 p.m.
Aw.
And then, of course, I couldn't open my presents until he got home. And I'm, like, falling asleep. And then – finally got to open them, and yeah. I definitely have a history of cursed birthdays.
What else has happened?
sometimes it's like bad weather. It kind of just, I think that I get that like seasonal depression, or it just really affects my mood.
Yeah.
Because I want it to be nice. Yeah. So plenty of times where it's just like rained.
Oh, I mean, it's February.
I know. Well, not in Hawaii.
True.
Yeah. And like my 21st birthday, I had a friend and she planned a surprise party for me. And we had all these people said that they would go. This was like back in MySpace times. And like, so I saw like all the people that she invited because she got it from my MySpace friends. So many people said they were coming.
Oh boy.
And then she ended up changing venues from her apartment to her parents' house, which was closer to all these people. And none of them came.
No, it sounds like my sweet 16.
Yeah, and I don't, yeah. It's just, it's sad when you're like, I'm going to get a surprise party. I mean, like the only people that came were my brother-in-law and his wife, which they drove up from like down the hill. I think one guy came. So that was the only people that were there to surprise me when I walked in. And like the husband had to do – like the maintenance was coming to our house on base and he had to wait there for them. So he was late anyway.
Aww.
And then some people came like his sister came when she got off work. Yeah, it was just super awkward and I wanted to just go home.
Well, birthdays suck. They suck. Generally, it's like you have so many expectations and then they're all like they fail.
Yeah.
But then you get older and then it's like, eh, not a big deal.
I think it started with my 16th birthday because obviously that's a huge birthday for a girl. And I was supposed to go to California Adventures and I think it rained. So we had to cancel and I still have never been. So I think I'm planning on that for my next birthday.
Oh,
that I'm
gonna I love go 20, it.
20 years later. My boyfriend at the time got in trouble. He was grounded. So, like, I thought he wasn't even going to be able to celebrate my birthday with me or Valentine's Day. And my sister, like, dropped some life-changing news.
I remember that.
All on my like around my 16th birthday, so it was that was the beginning, and then it went downhill from there.
Is that 17. The year we ended up going to the Cocky Bull for your birthday dinner?
Probably.
Or was that 15?
No, because I was with that.
That was
boyfriend.
One of those.
Oh no, you're right. The 15th, yeah, because I remember you were my friend for that birthday. because we could bring one friend. And I think we went bowling and we went to dinner there. Yeah. And I remember that was the year that my mom got me this bedazzled belt with like the belt buckle was bedazzled and it was a pair of red lips.
Yes.
You remember that belt?
Love it. Yep, I do. I'm sure I tried to borrow it, but it did not fit me. Very
interesting fashion choice, I think. Yeah. Have you had any rough birthdays like that besides your 16th?
Oh boy. I mean, my sweet 16, what, only you and Sonia showed up?
Because I was 15 when you turned 16.
Pretty sure. Pretty sure it was just you and Sonia. Jerry Ryan showed up. And I remember inviting my baby daddy, but he didn't show up.
Yeah, when that boy does not show up to your birthday party.
Red flags, ladies. You're going to have problems. Red flag.
Going to have problems.
Red flags. No, yeah, so that was it. And I remember, like, my mom went all out. I finally got the pinata that I wanted. I'd never had a pinata.
You wanted a pinata?
Yes! This white girl, that's what happens when you grow up in California. I wanted a pinata. I got my pinata.
Was it filled with candy?
It was probably filled with Mexican candy, to be honest.
If you had a pinata now, what would you put in it?
Tito's. And Mexican candy. And I think that's it. And money.
I don't think I ever had a pinata. Like maybe like as a child. I remember one time because we would get them a lot, obviously,
yeah,
as kids. And we had all the cousins and stuff. And one time, I don't know if it was mine or if it was my sister's. Someone was walking in the way of a kid hitting the pinata, like either me or my sister, and my mom went to grab us, and she ended up getting hit with the stick or whatever.
Yeah, they can go really wrong, especially when the whole family's drinking. Like, pinatas are dangerous.
I have a video because we went to a birthday party last year or like during 2020, and my kids like were the ones that like demolished it. You know, all the kids are like, eh, and they're like, whack, whack, whack.
I so can see that. I totally believe it.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, so that was my 16th birthday was not good. I cannot say that I've ever had a really good birthday.
Have you since lowered your expectations?
I mean, yeah.
Long pause.
Yeah, big time. What did I do this year? The year before, I was in the hospital. This last year, I went downtown Nashville.
Oh, no, yeah, because you had your blazer dress with your tennis shoes.
We tried to go to the Bluebird Cafe, but it gets so crowded there, so we didn't get in. But yeah, it was a pretty good night. Wasn't bad, but, you know, again, hung out with one person and that was it. Because every year on my birthday, everyone's either been broke because kids are going back to school or people just took a vacation or they're going on vacation or they're all throwing their own little barbecue because it falls on Labor Day weekend. So you got the Valentine's curse and I got the Labor Day weekend curse. And our birthdays... Well, our birthdays aren't as bad as Christmas birthdays, but they're not the greatest.
Yeah.
My brother was a Christmas birthday, and every year it would be like, oh, Matt got, you know, 3 extra gifts, and that was it. Like, that was his birthday.
Yeah. That's why I, like, make sure that my kids, because they're all, like, within 2 weeks of each other and Christmas – I make sure that they
separate
presents for their birthday, separate for Christmas. We do something for their birthday, and then we still have Christmas and all that. So, yeah. But when do you think that adults stop getting birthday presents?
Honestly, age 30 should be the last year that adults get birthday gifts.
I don't think at all. I don't agree with that at all.
I know you don't, but I, yeah. You and I, it's a different story. Like, if it's like a best friend situation or a sibling situation, it's different. But to expect gifts from other friends outside of your close relationships, no, you should not. Absolutely not. And people shouldn't feel obligated to do it either. Now, if you want to do it, cool. I appreciate it. But I don't think any different if you don't.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't expect it, obviously, but I appreciate it.
You don't expect it. I don't mean that, but you would absolutely love it.
I mean, I just went to work today and I got a birthday present.
Dr. Pepper?
I got a, you know, like one of those cups that keep your drinks cold, but it looks like a can.
Yeah.
With like an Outlander thing on it.
Go figure. Speaking of, that's coming up here when? March what?
6th.
Ooh. I'll be on bed rest. Yes.
But I'm still reading the book and I got like 20.
Well, you enjoy. I guess we just can't talk about it until then.
20 something days. But then I got another book, another Outlander book for my birthday. I'm like, I can't even read what this one's about because it'll be a spoiler.
No.
I got to finish because I do actually like reading it before it comes out because then I can compare and contrast, but I don't feel like I can go back after I've watched it.
Right.
But yeah, I got to cram it. I'm just putting too much on my plate.
I'd way rather watch it.
If you could do anything for your birthday this year, what would you do?
Bora Bora.
Something a little more budget friendly.
No, listen, I'm still butthurt that we didn't go to Jamaica for my Dirty 30.
You can't say that because we went to Nashville and now you're living in Nashville. Otherwise, you'd still be living in California.
I might be living in Jamaica. Who knows?
No, dude. Would not be in Jamaica.
I could see it. I could totally see it. Might finally have a tan. I'd love to go to Bora Bora. But realistically, for my birthday this year, I don't know. I'm just going to be grateful to be here, honestly.
Well, I think that we should start a new fun thing where we start like doing bucket list things or just things we've never done. So like kind of an extension of the adventures of Amber and Ashley, but like do things
right
that we've never done.
Yeah, but a lot of the things on my bucket list I can no longer do.
You're gonna need a new bucket
list. Well, that's no fun.
And not necessarily like bucket. They don't have to be huge things. They can be everyday things. Like I've never done acupuncture. I've never, or it can even be things that you've done and I've never done. And then you can laugh at me hysterically because we go and do it. And then I,
oh no, you do.
I do what?
You have a tattoo, right?
I do have a tattoo and it hurt like a mofo.
So you're not getting on board, huh? Ouch, that hurt.
That's not what my face was for. That looks like you put, like you did it with a Sharpie.
Yep, sure does.
So I'm not going to do an at-home tattoo.
It's healing, ma'am.
If I...
It's healing.
Well, wrist tattoos hurt. So.
Not really.
Well, maybe we just have different, you know, pain tolerances.
Clearly.
And you're showing me, but you're not explaining it for listeners. So explain it.
I got a heart tattoo on my wrist.
Looks like a Sharpie.
She's so rude. And y'all wonder why we stopped being friends for like a year or two.
Here we go.
So I got a heart tattoo.
You can't. No.
She's cutting me off now. So rude. You
can't bring that up if you're still not going to get into that story. We're like hinting at it here and there. It's going to have to be like a huge reveal episode.
We just stopped being friends. That's all. Anyways, the heart tattoo. So, with my upcoming surgery, I hate you. Lord, forgive me. With my upcoming surgery in, what's that word?
I don't have it either. Like, I don't have the word.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
No, in solidarity.
Okay.
All of my closest friends and family.
Not me.
Got everyone except for the person I talk to every single day on the phone got heart tattoos on their wrists in support of what I'm going through with my upcoming brain surgery. Okay,
but to be fair, a huge chunk of those people did it with you at home and didn't have to pay for it.
You can go get this done for $25 at your local tattoo shop. Come on. Y'all, this is what the question is going to be on this week's post. Should Ashley get the heart tattoo? Yes or no?
The funny thing about it
is I'm about to put a broken heart on me.
The funny thing about it. I mean, I know tattoos are forever on your body. And I feel like it's interesting for some other people that I just know that sometimes friendships don't last. And it'd be like, I got this. Oh, what's that one for?
But that's the thing. That's why it's so simple. It's just a heart. It's just a simple, small black heart.
We should have all just gotten your name tattooed on our butts.
Rude.
Just kidding.
This might be our last podcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys could see her face right now. It's great. So great. My name on your butt?
Only
really?
Because, yeah, I'm going to get your name on my butt.
All right.
Well, or actually, no, like write a little tramp stamp.
What is that supposed to mean? Is that in memory of this tramp? So rude. I can't do this anymore.
Oh my gosh.
Nah.
Do you regret any of your tattoos?
All of them. Every single one.
How many do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 7 tattoos.
7 tattoos? And I'm only thinking of 2 of them.
Okay, which ones are you thinking?
I'm thinking of Aiden's name is on the back of your neck. You regret that one?
No. I regret the placement of it.
The placement?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the scissors on your wrist.
Wrong. I do not have scissors on my wrist.
It's scissors with something.
No, ma'am, it's not.
Shoot. What is it?
It's literally a bow.
Oh, and the lock.
And a locket, a heart locket.
And you regret that one.
It says hope. I regret that I let the people do it that did it. I don't regret the tattoo. I love this tattoo. I want to fill it in all black, but I do not regret it.
Okay, what's your other 5?
I have a cross on my hand, my heart on my wrist. It's peeling, you jerk.
From here, it just looks like you took a Sharpie.
Well, maybe I should fill
or
it in.
Like a regular.
Well, because like it's got a chunk of skin right here. So if I cover that up, you could see.
It still looks like it doesn't look as filled in as your cross right there.
Yeah. I need lotion, rude. Anyways, so I got Aiden's name on my neck. I have a lily on my ribs. I have scissors and stars on my hip.
I don't recall ever seeing. Maybe I did. Maybe that's what I was thinking, scissors, because I have seen you in Hawaii in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah. And you regret those?
The scissors?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I regret the stars. Oh, my gosh.
It's like a night sky.
And they're all, like, colorful and bright. Like, what? That is not me. It's not me.
Should have been all black. Just all the tattoos are black.
That's what I'm going to eventually do.
Me with my one tattoo. So I don't regret my tattoo. I thought very long and hard because I know they're on your bodies forever. So I put my first two kids' initials together and like made a new word or whatever. And it's like all scrolly. And then I have a heart.
Let me see. Why aren't you showing me so I can make fun of yours?
Because there's nothing to make fun of.
You are feisty today.
This has the treble clef and the bass clef. And so I want to add like the holy dove to it. And then I need to get something for Caleb. And then I do want to do the North Star somewhere. Mm. The North Star, because in How Great Thou Art, there's a line in that about, I think about stars. And that was the song, like obviously about my dad's favorite hymn. And then the song I sang at his funeral was called Stars. Are you looking that up right now?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to be cool and like look up the lyrics.
No. I'll take your word for it.
It's kind of funny how this just evolves. Okay, so there it's, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. So I wanted to get a North Star, just like a simple, like I don't like a lot of tattoos.
Well.
Do you think... I remember back in the day, like during like youth group or whatever, when there was conversations like with, you know, going to, you know, retreats or whatever kind of thing with the youth group of should Christians have tattoos?
What about it? Are you asking me if I think they should, if it's wrong?
Yeah. Well, do you remember back in the day, like that was like a huge faux pas? I think obviously like things have changed.
I mean, I don't think that's ever changed. I feel like that's something you've heard for years, is that certain types of religions, not necessarily Christians, but certain types of religious groups are against them. And the way I justify it, and the way I know a lot of followers of Christ justify it, is that the Bible says treat your body like a temple. Mm-hmm. It does not say do not decorate that temple. Now, with what you're doing, if it causes you damage or causes you to sin, then it is a problem. But nowhere in the Bible does it say you cannot tattoo or pierce your body. And if we're going to be on that subject, body piercing saved our lives. So for me, it's a remembrance of Christ. So I don't believe it's a sin. Nowhere in the Bible does it say it's a sin. Now, if you're using a used needle and it could cause you to get a disease, absolutely, it's wrong. So I guess it's all on each person and what they believe and feel.
Do you think it goes against God if you get like Tweety Bird?
If you like Tweety Bird, get Tweety Bird. I don't like Tweety Bird, but If you like it, get it. Whatever makes you happy, as long as it's not causing you to sin. That's the problem. Now, if Tweety Bird's causing you to sin, then...
Or causing others to stumble?
To stumble, yeah. Don't go get Tweety Bird in between your boobs and show everybody. But, like... I mean, come on. You got to be smart about it. Like... Where did Tweety Bird come from? Like, why?
I actually just, it's because we were at Walmart the other day and they had like a little mini Tweety Bird backpack. And I was like, Riley, I used to be into Tweety Bird. And she's like, oh. And I'm like, do you know who Tweety Bird is? And she's like, yeah.
Oh, but they don't. Just because they wear it doesn't mean they know what it is. Come on. Oh, we were, it was all about Tweety Bird and Tasmanian Devil and the big red guy.
Betty Boop.
Oh, my gosh. Betty Boop, Mickey Mouse, Elmo. Remember Elmo?
I mean, yeah, because I have kids. But I'm saying, like,
what?
Like as teenagers, we were like...
Yeah, no, even younger than that. And we were wearing Elmo backpacks and it was cool to do.
Elmo, yeah, is still around. This conversation is all over the place, I feel like.
Hey, it's your birthday.
I can do what I want
to. You can do what you want. No, but let's jump back to birthdays. So for birthdays, bucket list, let's do it. I'm down. We'll have to start making a list. Obviously, tattoo is out of the discussion. But what would you do? What would be one thing on your bucket list?
Well, I have just like – because I've obviously thought about it before of doing this with you, of things we've never done. I've never taken a pole dancing class.
Yes, I'm so down. I'm so down. For the exercise purposes.
I only say that because it's like two doors down from my church.
Shut the front door. I can't. Well,
we're
cannot.
Next to a vape shop, a CrossFit gym, and a pole dancing.
Just to be clear, we are not condoning get a job after you do a pole dancing class. We're condoning exercise.
We're condoning exercise? Like you shouldn't do exercise?
Wait. No, condoning means that. Condoning. We're not condoning it. We're not saying go be a stripper. But we are condoning exercise. I said it right. Girl, you can't mess with someone that has brain damage. We're condoning exercise. We're accepting exercise. You're doing it to... work out and get fit. Like, go dance on the pole if you want to dance on the pole in the privacy of your own home. condoning means that you are for it. We're not condoning getting a job after you go to the pole dancing class. Mm-hmm. Girl, you can't make me overthink things. Anyways,
I just like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you do. You keep my brain functioning, that's for sure.
Yeah, like you have to do those like brain exercises. Yeah,
this is exercise with you, thanks. But the sad part, like I knew this. But okay, that's so okay, so dancing.
Pole dancing. you can't do like skydiving.
No, I've done skydiving. Praise Jesus. I've been able to go. I got that out of my system.
Can you do indoor?
No, I can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm heartbroken that I don't get to take my son for his 18th birthday because that was the plan. So we don't get to go skydiving anymore. I've always wanted to bungee jump. We can't do that. I've always wanted to go scuba diving. Can do that. I did find out, however, I can go drive NASCAR cars.
Interesting.
I just can't take it to the top speed because of the centrifugal force, but I can do that. Are you down? Would you let me teach you how to ride my motorcycle?
No.
That's a bucket list thing. Like, come on. Who taught you how to ride? My best friend.
It's not a bucket list thing of mine.
Okay, how about riding on the back of my motorcycle?
I don't know, because I've just always been not into motorcycles. My dad almost died on a motorcycle. He got in a really bad accident and killed the person riding on his back. Not riding on his back, but behind
him. Yeah. Faith, though, girl. Yeah. Faith. Days are numbered.
You never know. You're probably going to be the death of me. You probably are.
Shut the front door. Stop. I will play this on repeat.
Okay, how about this? When I go out there, I will dance on the Coyote Ugly bar with you.
That's not happening. Those days are over. What do I look like? A bald-headed chick going up on the... Nah, dude, nah. That time's over. Nope. Fat, bald, and old is what I'm going to look like.
You are not going to be bald. You're
negative, ma'am.
You are, oh my gosh. You're not going to be bald headed. You're just insane.
Negative. I honestly don't even think Coyote Ugly's open anymore.
Oh.
Since the bombing. Mm-hmm. I think they were shut down for a while, remodeling or something, or just went out of business. I don't remember. But no. We're going to have to make a list, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear what everyone else.
I know, like, we should have people like
bucket list things.
No, they should like suggest,
vote what you do when you come out here.
Yeah, suggest things for us to do.
I'm down.
I've never gotten waxed.
Oh boy, it's Brazilian time. No. I'm not doing it for you though, ma'am. That crosses the line. I've tanned you naked. Won't wax you. That's a little too close for comfort.
To clarify, I was not completely naked being tanned.
No, you were wearing a bikini bottom.
Yeah.
Sister from another mister. It's all good.
And from another mother.
Yeah, but it just doesn't sound as cool. Why you gotta... Killed it.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Okay, so let's talk about things that we've learned in our 30s compared to our 20s. Like, what is things I know better now? Because they always say, like, oh, my 30s are way better than my 20s.
I think that you truly learn in your 30s to keep your enemies closer and your friends close.
Am I your enemy?
You realize that. I knew you were going there. But, like, you realize the importance in it, right? Like, if you do that, you have no drama. You just think everything's good. You look at them and say, bless your heart. Call it a day.
You've been in Nashville too long. Bless your heart. You mean, are you saying you learn to spot your enemies?
Absolutely.
Okay, so then you think more of your who you invest your time in more.
Right.
Like, you don't need 500 friends.
Right.
Like, all the people on Facebook, like, they're not your friends.
No.
No.
They're your audience. Put on a show.
Unless they're not even watching. You know?
And they're really not. And, like, that's the reality of it. Like, we live in such a selfish world. Y'all just go about your day and do you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, okay, so if you had to tell your younger self, whether you're in high school or in your 20s.
Uh-huh.
I mean, say, like, you know, all the cards on the table. I know, like, obviously, oh, it all happened for a reason and
right.
It was a journey and I had to learn the things. Just hypothetical. If you could tell yourself things that, you know, you learn now or you wish that you know, that it sunk in your head, what would you have done differently? Like any of those things.
Anything?
Yeah. It's all fair game.
Whew. I would have paid attention in high school.
We did not have a good high school.
I mean, no, like I would have paid attention more like sixth grade and on, mm-hmm. like truly paid attention and like cared. Mm-hmm. But, you know, teenagers, we know everything. Mm. Interesting. Now we know, raising them.
You wouldn't tell anything else to yourself?
Run from certain men.
Certain men.
Certain men.
Yeah. I know, right?
Definitely.
I mean, in hindsight, those wrong men will just show you all the things you don't want in a relationship.
Right. Absolutely.
But yeah, if I did got to stick to my rules, everything's fair game. If you had a time machine and you could go back and tell your younger self, you know, I think that I would tell myself to not be like so fearful of, you know, musically or whatever. Because like being on the stage or getting too much in my head about things of like how it looks, how it sounds or whatever, like just do it. Just do it.
Just do it.
That sounded very sexual.
Now advertising for Nike. Nike, where are you?
Oh Lord.
We'll take that check now. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I get it. I mean, you would have had more time in doing what you loved had you jumped on it sooner and pushed yourself out there a little bit more. But you don't know is the thing. Like, you could have told yourself that all day, don't be scared, but would you have known how to go about it without the experience, without the being scared, without the other people pushing you? Would you have had the opportunities that you have? Probably mm-hmm. not. So, yeah, I mean, again, I know you say without God's timing, but everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I mean, I used to think that definitely of, well, if I did things sooner, then I would have been way farther now. But would I've been the artist that I am now?
I don't know. I don't know if you would have.
I mean, I definitely not writing songs like I did in sixth grade.
If I could look at you, though, and tell you one thing, mm-hmm. your older self versus now, it would have been to come out of your shell faster, sooner, mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, like don't mm-hmm. care.
Open up more.
Don't care what people mm-hmm. think of you or what they say about yep. you. Like, yeah, just do it. Like,
just do it.
Do it. Yeah, because I don't think I even started, because that was a thing. Like, back before I was like 18, mm-hmm. I think, I didn't think it was cool to be like goofy and silly.
You like, were embarrassed.
Yeah, embarrassed, like, if I was my normal goofy yeah. self, that it wasn't cool and I'd be, dude.
But it was a different story. Like, if you and I were in private or, like, say, for instance, when we went on missions trips and we could have fun and be silly, it was different than, like, going to school and being that person because you cared about what people thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're not that way anymore, thankfully.
Oh, of being like goofy yeah. and silly?
No.
Yeah. And
more like you don't care if you're goofy and silly.
Yeah, I own it. Because I like being funny. Like I like laughing with people. And if I'm making them laugh, like then I enjoy that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like Like just today, you know, I have a friend that's pregnant, and we were talking about, you know, how things change when you're pregnant. And I was like, well, when I was pregnant, I did this dance. like with my big old belly.
What dance?
I would shake my belly and be like, do you love me? Do you? It looks stupid. But I'm like, I don't care.
I'm done.
I don't care if you think I'm stupid, because there's plenty of people that think I'm really funny. To be honest.
Good. It's a good way to think and feel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why it's funny when, like, you see people from back then and they expect you to be the same.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, like, or they're like, why are you acting like that? And you're like, this is literally how I am every single day of my life. So.
That just means they don't know you.
Yeah. That is true. Okay, so if I had to look at you. No, you're like scared.
I'm terrified, y'all. Oh, episode's over. Laptop's dying. Gotta go.
If I had to tell your younger self, I would tell you to.
Don't draw on your eyebrows.
No, I mean, it kind of has to do with that, but I would tell you to be
more confident.
More confident in yourself. And
yeah.
Because you were very shy, and then I think you cared a lot about how you looked. I think that changes when you're 30s, hopefully, with some people. Some people it doesn't.
Well, I mean, yeah. We'll see after next week.
Since this is going to come out next week.
Yes.
We got a lot going on this week.
Yeah.
This the next 2 weeks. So what are you doing?
Well, on Monday, February 21st, I will be shaving the entire right side of my head in preparation for a craniotomy to fix a bleeding aneurysm that has formed a neck in my brain. So they will be cutting out 4 inches of my skull, and I will be placed in an induced coma for two to three days. And
2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days, and I'll be in the hospital for about 7 in the ICU, and I will then go from there to a rehab facility, and then anywhere from 4 to 10 week recovery. So I will be
4 to 10. I thought it was 4 to 6.
4 to 10. It was 4 to 6 days in the hospital. It's all over the place. I keep getting mixed information, but the recovery, full recovery, will be 10 weeks.
Yeah. So by the time this episode airs, there will be, she'll be shaving. And didn't you, you were going to take a video?
Yeah, I'll take a video and I'll post that.
You should do, should you do it on live?
No. I will be crying for sure. But yeah, we'll definitely share it. It's not going to be easy, yeah. But it's absolutely something to share. It's a reality. But yeah. God's got me. We're good.
How do you feel about being put in an induced coma?
I'm nervous. You hear so many stories, like, and I'm pretty sure it's like dreams and just things that happen in your brain, but it's like, I was in a coma and I met Jesus. Like, you just don't know. Like, I don't know what to think. Like, I am scared.
Do you, if it's true and you're going to go talk to Jesus, you're going to have like breakfast with him, like brunch? I had brunch with Jesus.
I just want to go see my grandma.
Yeah.
No, honestly, I'm hoping that I just look well rested afterwards and don't have these bags under my eyes. I'm going to tell my mom to bring me some eye patches and I'll just wear them the duration of my hospital stay.
I don't want to like burst your bubble or anything, but when you're fully rested, your face is probably going to be like...
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, okay. So the swelling from the brain is going to cause me to look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Are you going to tell your mom to take pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I want to look back on this for sure.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look like a little bit like a monster, but maybe it'll help me appreciate my beauty afterwards and be like, dang, yeah. glad I went back to normal.
Yeah.
But all joking aside, it is a very serious operation. The risks to the surgery are very high. So it's a little unnerving, but
yeah,
I think I've got on my side. We'll be good.
Yeah. We've got, so we got your surgery. We've got my ultrasound follow-up this week.
Yeah.
This week.
Wednesday.
So it's going to be whoo. So
yeah.
House of prayers all around. And if we all make it through, we'll be doing some of these bucket list things. Things we've never done with Amber and Ashley.
Yes, things we, it should be more of things we get to do.
Things we get to do?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Let me wrap my head.
Because we've gone through so much just to be able to have those opportunities to do things like dance on a pole.
You know, I almost died and I just really wanted to dance on a pole.
No, okay, I have one for you before we go. It is that, and I want to do it. The fabric thingy.
Yes! Let's
do what is it. That called?
I don't know, but Pink does it.
Yes, that. Someone
like
tell us
aerial,
what it is.
The aerial.
Aerial dancing on fabric sheets, and yeah.
Can you do that?
I can do. I mean, as long as I don't hit my head, but I'm pretty coordinated.
We're going to be like toning those muscles.
Yes. We need
to find it. Who does it? And where we can do it.
There's a place here. It's aerial gymnastics or something like that. We'll have to figure out the complete technical term. But yes, bucket list right there. I probably won't be able to do it when you come visit, but maybe for my birthday. So we'll have to plan another trip maybe somewhere else and go do it. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? Chicago, New York. Anywhere. Let's go. South Dakota. Dun, dun, dun.
I don't think they have that there. Any concerts that you bucket list concerts?
Morgan Wallen.
No. I've only seen NSYNC, but I've never seen Justin Timberlake. I've never seen Christina Aguilera.
Oh yeah. That would be a bucket list for me. I mean, if she can just come to the hospital and sing for me while I'm in a coma, would be great.
I've never seen Celine Dion.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh.
My heart will go on, but I never see her.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here.
No,
never
I
seen
can't.
Shania Twain. Just like
old, I'd love
old
to see
school
her.
Favorites.
Yeah.
Old school favorites, because I feel like if Spice Girls ever do a reunion tour, I feel like that would be pretty funny.
I think I'll have to pass on that one. But,
oh my gosh. I would like to see a show at the Ryman.
Yeah.
I think that would be really cool. But nobody cool is coming up yet.
I really want to see Chase Rice, and I'm sure you don't know who that is, but it's a country singer. Okay. I really want to see Chase Rice. I really just want to marry Chase Rice, but it's okay. one day.
You just really have a thing for like country, male country singers.
I love my Southern boys, especially if they have long hair.
Especially if they could sing a song and play guitar.
Yeah. And you're hunt.
Like, you're like, you sound like you've been through it. We could both just like bond over all the things we've been through.
I'll write the lyrics.
And go line dancing.
Oh, hard pass on that one.
Chew some tobacco.
Hard pass on that one. No, ma'am.
Horseback riding.
Absolutely.
A little side saddle.
Absolutely. All day.
Can you do horseback riding?
Yeah. Girl, we owned horses. I grew up with horses.
No, loved no. Them. After your surgery. Oh,
yes, I can. I
can
just.
Can you get massages? Can you get facials?
Yeah.
Can you get Botox?
Yes. If anything, Botox will relax the muscle. Which
can you do acupuncture?
Yeah. The only thing I cannot do is something that will cause my brain to jolt. Anything that's going to go
roller coasters.
No roller coasters. No jumping. No
car accidents. No jeeping.
Oh, I go jeeping all the time. I can go jeeping. I can ride ATVs, just not fall off of them, preferably, because that was not fun. God. Yeah, that was a little scary.
I don't think I can let you on one again.
I don't know if I want to get on one again.
What about like the was the thing that you fell off
an ATV?
No, the hoverboard.
Oh, hoverboards. No hoverboards for this woman. No, never again. Broken arm.
Not meant for those old ladies.
I'm grateful. First of all, that was rude. Second of all, I'm grateful that I've never broken any of my lower extremities. But, like, how sucky is that? As a hairstylist, I break the arm, the collarbone, and then now as a hairstylist, shave the head. Like, really? Why couldn't have been all lower stuff? Why is it all upper stuff?
Because God wants you to be able to walk.
I mean,
I broke my butt. So,
hey, I may have broken my tailbone one time and just did nothing about it, but
girl.
It's pretty funny. Anyways, okay, I'm excited about this whole little aerial thing. We're going to have to look into it.
Yeah, because
but yeah.
I feel like it'd be hilarious to see us try and do it.
Oh, it's going to be so funny. So it's going to be pole dancing, aerial stuff. Yes.
We'll start.
They probably have it in the same building, to be honest with you.
Okay, so if you're listening to this episode, which we hope that you are.
Send us those links.
Send us ideas of things that we can do. But we do reserve the right to say no. Like, for instance, I'm never going to do, like, a submarine dinner cruise. I'm claustrophobic. I'm not going to do anything that is going to.
Girl, I did the submarine at Disneyland one time. Nope, never again.
Are you claustrophobic? Nope.
I discovered I didn't like that.
Yeah. Our pastor just talked about that. Like, sometimes you don't get it until you're older, and then you realize when you're in it, you're like, I don't like this.
I don't like that at all. At all. Mm-hmm. I don't like the bathrooms on airplanes, and I do not like the submarine at Disneyland.
If I think too long on it about the fact that I'm in an airplane, like
small boxing, yeah.
Yeah. But there's definitely rides where they're like, if you're claustrophobic, you shouldn't be on this ride. I was like, I'm out. I'm good.
That's literally the only ride I've never been able to ride is the Disneyland submarine ride. And I had to sit forward and put my mouth, you know, where like that air comes out of the window thing. I was sitting there like this, like, is it done yet? Are we done yet? I couldn't do it.
By the way,
it was not worth it.
I have to listen to music when I go through the car wash because I need to be distracted.
Huh.
Because of.
Do you feel like you're going to drown? Like the water's just going to get inside your.
It's just all your windows are covered. You can't see anything. You don't know.
Maybe we're going to have to go do some fear type stuff.
Oh, have you like that? What's that like therapy where you like go in the tank?
Oh, nope. Can't do that.
Nope.
Nope.
Never. Don't send that to us. We won't do it.
It's my ears are under. No. No. Then I can hear my own heart rate like racing. Like, no, I don't know
why people would do that. That's like literally, here, kill me.
That's and torture.
Put me in a water coffin.
Yeah. That's torture. No, I'm good. Mm-mm. Totally good.
All right. Amber, where can you find the podcast?
You can find the podcast at Uncommon Faith on Instagram.
No.
Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram.
That is correct.
I will get this one day, y'all. And you can find me, huh?
I was going to say, what's our email?
Oh, or at uncommonfaithpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find me at Adonia, A-D-O-N-I-A, by Amber. On Instagram. And where can they find you, Ash?
I have no idea where I am.
Ashley.Reed?
Yeah,
on Instagram?
Yes.
I remember yours more than I remember mine.
Yeah.
What kind of crap is that?
Because you're not easy.
No. Oh, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
You're also not easy in the bedroom.
How do you know this?
You're trying not to be easy in the bedroom.
Have a good night, y'all. Thanks for listening.
You can find me at Ashley.Reed or Ashley Reed Music and go listen to my music. It needs some loving over there on Spotify.
Some love.
Yeah.
We got this.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.